Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to make a really provocative statement, and you were warned this was coming. Erica Kirk is a secondary patsy. She's a scapegoat. Oh, she's not totally without blame. And I'm going to get into that. I mean, there's some things about Erica that have been said that I believe are actual truth. And I think most of it can be proven, courtesy of Candace Owens and others. But there's more to Erica's persona than meets the eye. And some of this crap that we're seeing from Erica makes no sense. Everyone's picking up on it. Everyone finds her that I know of to be unlikable. And I think it's all by design. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, let me show you two things I've used. The Nanosoma liquid spray and the Nanosoma gel, immune system boost, pluripotent stem cells grown in joints. When you apply it, time of effectiveness varies. And then, of course, there's a skin cream that I left over in the house. The 3-in-1 starter pack, 15% off. These products, one, saved my life. Two, gave me my life back with my style of living. I'm so much better than I was a year and a half ago. And many of you have written in and said so. You can experience the same thing with the 3-pack by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Erica Kirk, the secondary patsy. Oh, Tyler James Robinson. 30-06, end of story. Don't need to go any further. Manufactured 1880 dialogue, Shakespearean style with lover. Nonsense. He's not your guy. Okay, running across the rooftop. We can't even tell it's him. And the shadow disappears. Yeah, not your guy. Paving over the crime scene. Not your guy. Walk away, Mikey. Yeah, I don't know. But Tyler Robinson's not your guy. Anyway. When we take a look at this, there's no question Erica Kirk was a honeypot. I think there's zero doubt in my mind. Is there any in yours? I mean, she dated a guy that Charlie played basketball with, and just magically they're brought together in a job interview, and she's already a millionaire. She doesn't need the job. Why would she want the job? Makes no sense. She wanted Charlie. I don't think for personal passion or pleasure. I think because it was an assignment. I believe Erica Kirk is an intelligence agent. Trips to China, Romania, with all the dark clouds over that. Okay. And then we take a look at Fort Huachuca, dark skies. That's come out now. Doing a presentation with former CIA Director James Woolsey. Is that a, yeah, doing an EMP presentation at Fort Huachuca? We went through yesterday, showed you what AI said about the background. Said it's consistent with Fort Huachuca. Fort what? No, never been there, said Andrew Kovat. Fort who? Yeah, well, Fort Huachuca, Erica Kirk, intelligence agent. Clear. I mean, she'd be the logical choice. Charismatic, beautiful, and the daughter of someone who does work at Fort Huachuca with EMP weaponry and hardening for defense purposes, her mom, Lori. And I think her mom, Lori, I'm not criticizing Lori's work. I think it's important to national security, but I think daughter was plucked for intel. I don't think all the hallmark signs are there. And she was the honeypot sent in to corral him. He was basically a supporter of Israel at the time she came into his life, but wasn't an over-enthusiastic supporter. Erica was brought in to change that. There's no question in my mind this is what's happening. And then I look at this. How could Erica have been so mismanaged? Here's what people are seeing with her. One, she dresses like an Elvis Presley clown show. All these stars studded, the fireworks and the glitz, and not befitting a widow. She moved on too fast. Her handlers clearly set this up. They wanted to destroy her credibility. They wanted to focus attention away from Egyptian planes, Decoy Boy in the crowd, remember him? The exploding microphone. Oh, I didn't say that. We found the pieces in the back seat of the SUV. The guys had to lose their shirts. That part's true. And I do believe the microphone was the operating weapon, although Candace doesn't agree with that. And I'll get into what Candace believes in the next presentation, and we'll kind of compare. I don't disagree with her on very much, and I think this is a minor disagreement. We're just disagreeing on the MO, how it was done, what it was done with. But let's go back to Erica. She moved on too quick, and you've all picked up on this from your comments. I think we've taken the bait. I think she was set up. CEO, 2 days after, don't you think that the board of Turning Point would have said, Erica, it's our intention to install a CEO, but girl, we're going to support you. We're going to hold your hand. We don't expect you to do any formal duties. Maybe by AmFest, maybe. Certainly, we're going to help you with Charlie's memorial. Well deserved. He was such a great man. Don't you think that would have been the approach? Instead, it's wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. You're the CEO after 2 days. And let's march on in our glitzy outfits, smiley. And then, of course, the body language is all wrong. Like, we always have the hanky dabbing the eye in the same place over and over. And then she goes from that to, well, we're so happy at TPUSA. Really, are you consumed by grief? Or is grief a small cover for your enthusiasm? She was coached, I believe. This is my operating hypothesis. She was coached on bad body language that we've all picked up on. I taught body language, and I'm saying you could not have got her to act in any more disingenuous way than she's been acting. And it's an act, and you've all picked up on it. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this is born from within Erica Kirk. I think she's set up to draw attention away from what really happened. Let's get eyes focused on Erica. Let's insert the Fort Huachuca phony excuses. Because really, come on, Brian Harpo, no proof you were on that plane. Where's your luggage tags from that time? Oh, you didn't have luggage tags? Okay, well, maybe we could get some airport security photos. I don't believe he was on that plane. I don't believe any of the alibis for why we weren't at Fort Huachuca. And then you find out Erica doesn't have one link to Fort Huachuca, she has two. And the Fort Huachuca discrepancies, I think, are deliberate. They were easy to find. I'm almost saying, like, this is too easy. And I said that to people I knew. I said, uncovering this evidence is much easier than the Kennedy assassination. And now I think it was too easy. I think, by the way, I'm not letting Erica off the hook. She's, in my opinion, clearly an intel agent. She was a honeypot for Charlie. She was sent there to manipulate him. She did all the things the insiders have told us privately. They've told Candace, they've told me, they've told others that she began to dominate. She'd talk over him in meetings. Who's in charge? Charlie or Erica? She was clearly on a mission, but I don't think that mission included homicide. Now, some of you are going to say, Dave, you're wrong. She was part of it. I think she has been framed to be part of it. And I do think she's manipulative. She's clearly a liar that's been caught. And isn't it funny? Who surfaced these photos of her three boyfriends in the 2013 to 2018 timeframe? No one's ever answered that question. I didn't date for that time. It was unproductive. I looked at my cousin, my roommate, she did one guy for breakfast, one guy for dinner. And I just couldn't do that. And I don't drink. And then we see all the contrary evidence. Okay. That's called destroying credibility and casting eyes upon her. She could not have been more mismanaged. And I'm not taking her off the hook. Trust me. When you come into a marriage, what I believe is under false pretenses, and you're there to manipulate, and you're not commiserating with the victim's parents in any meaningful way, that's a problem. And they saw through this, and I have no doubt about that. There's just too much adding up here. And then, do you think there's very little effort to cover up her intel connections? And then I think the worst thing, Greg Laurie, you might be innocent, but there are allegations out there and legal actions that say you're not, and you're the first hosting site for TPUSA's Make Heaven Grounded. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, I would have said to Greg, Greg, you got to clean this up before we can do business with you. And we think you're innocent. We think you're a man of God. And I don't know that he isn't. I don't know. But I sure as heck wouldn't put myself in a position where people are pointing negative fingers at somebody. And then you go ahead and partner with them, Erica. I don't think that was your decision. I think it's part of destroying your credibility. I think it's making eyes focus upon you. And I'll tell you why. I think she's the backup excuse. If Tyler James Robinson, and I think he should dismiss his attorneys and get a pro bono that I've offered, but if his defense attorneys, who I think are doing a terrible job, were to be dismissed for conflicts of interest, which we've established on this show, I believe sincerely that someone would come in and they'd blow it. Where's the evidence? They destroyed the crime scene, Your Honor. 30-06, Your Honor. We can't find a ballistics test that will show you this. And the photo, Your Honor, can you explain how that shadow disappeared? See, if there were worth a damn, the Tyler James Robinson thing's out. Now you need a secondary patsy. And I believe it's possible the inner circle of TPUSA has been set up for that. Now, they have a motive, in my opinion, to basically slam dunk the accused assassin and bury it there because they need the financial stuff coming in from the donors. And they're all going to get a good cut of that as part of their salary, their compensation, their percentage. So they have motive to go along. But I also think their credibility is being destroyed by third parties that need a secondary patsy in case the first patsy doesn't pan out. The first patsy, this case should have already been dismissed. And oh my gosh, what if they were to ever come out with, Your Honor, did you know you were part of an internet search coming out of Tel Aviv? Ryan Mata's work, screenshots we've all seen. And then Tyler Robinson the night before the event. Do you see where this is going? I can't say definitively this is the case, but if I look at the management of Erica Kirk, and she has to be managed and advised because the assassination of Charlie was a national security issue for the reasons I've already pointed out. Okay. And she's the wife, and she has portrayed everything opposite of what a grieving widow would display. And I think it's by design, and I don't think it's her own choosing. When you're an intel, do you think you're totally in control of what's going on? Wait a minute, guys. I agreed to come in and meet Charlie. I was actually fond of him. I married him. We had some kids. And now you want me to what? She looks fearful to me. There's one thing to be pissed off about undue criticism. You guys at TPUSA are all dirty. Okay. And so you get angry and you might respond. But I'm not seeing that like I'm seeing fear. I see fear in her body language frequently. I hear the fear in her voice. Do you not see the same thing? And I'm not eliciting emotional support. I believe from what I see, she was a woman on a mission, but I don't think that mission included the death of Charlie. I think she's being made into a secondary backup scapegoat. And boy, I'll tell you, is this controversial? Oh, I know I'm going to get quivers and arrows and so forth, rocks and sticks and stones thrown at me. And TPUSA should be happy right now. Instead of sending me a cease and desist letter, they should be sending me an increase and persist. Because although TPUSA has acted in ways to say, we'll do whatever it takes to keep the money coming in, we can't offend our donors. And I've seen that behavior loud and clear. And clearly, the controversies you had with Charlie before his death show this unmistakably. Doesn't mean you're guilty of homicide. Doesn't mean you're guilty of partnering with the homicide people. Pretty interesting. Now, do I think TPUSA is an institution of Christian integrity that should be molding the minds of our youth? No, they're not what Charlie made it. This is an institution, in my humble opinion, not worth supporting any longer based on its original mission. I don't even see how they think this could appeal to the youth. In fact, if you notice, the Make Heaven Crowded tour is pandering to adults, not to kids. They didn't have that first event at the Harvest House in Riverside, California, at a college campus where Charlie would have had it. They had it in an adult forum in a church. They've shifted their focus because I think they know they've lost the youth. And I wonder how long the donors are going to keep giving money to an institution that has lost its primary base of support. They can't say, Charlie, Charlie. And they're sure as hell not going to say, from what we've seen, Erica, Erica, Erica. The shelf life for TPUSA is there. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to cover this with Candace's observations. And I agree with Candace on this. Trump has hitched his wagon to the wrong source. He needs to pick up a different horse and find a different wagon because the manipulators behind this, our friends from overseas, are being exposed. And if you don't think that's true, I'll just repeat what everyone else says, including what I've said before. Israel had nothing to do with Charlie. Not once, but twice. Who says that? So there's a murder on my block. Hey, officer, I didn't have anything to do with it. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Shakespeare again. I think thou doth protest too loudly. There we go. Erica Kirk, I believe, is a backup scapegoat, but I think she's not without some reproach. I'm not taking her off the hook. And I think looking at Erica Kirk is a key to eventually getting to the inner story. And that inner story, Candace has started to address. I think she knows more and she's saying, my gut tells me she's time releasing things, but we're going to take a look at a couple of things Candace actually said on a rare interview she was on. I thought the interviewer, I watched the whole interview, I thought he did a fantastic job. He asked good pointed questions. And she was pretty succinct in her answers. It's worth watching. I'm going to give you my comments on it in the next segment. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to make a really provocative statement, and you were warned this was coming. Erica Kirk is a secondary patsy. She's a scapegoat. Oh, she's not totally without blame. And I'm going to get into that. I mean, there's some things about Erica that have been said that I believe are actual truth. And I think most of it can be proven, courtesy of Candace Owens and others. But there's more to Erica's persona than meets the eye. And some of this crap that we're seeing from Erica makes no sense. Everyone's picking up on it. Everyone finds her that I know of to be unlikable. And I think it's all by design. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, let me show you two things I've used. The NanoSoma liquid spray and the NanoSoma gel, immune system boost, pluripotent stem cells grown in joints. When you apply it, time of effectiveness varies. And then, of course, there's a skin cream that I left over in the house. The 3-in-1 starter pack, 15% off. These products, one, saved my life. Two, gave me my life back with my style of living. I'm so much better than I was a year and a half ago. And many of you have written in and said so. You can experience the same thing with the 3-pack by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I want my health back. .com/Dave Hodges. Erica Kirk, the secondary patsy. Oh, Tyler James Robinson, 30-06. End of story. Don't need to go any further. Manufactured 1880 dialogue, Shakespearean style with lover. Nonsense. He's not your guy. Okay, running across the rooftop. We can't even tell it's him. And the shadow disappears. Yeah, not your guy. Paving over the crime scene. Not your guy. Walk away, Mikey. Yeah, I don't know. But Tyler Robinson's not your guy. Anyway, when we take a look at this, there's no question Erica Kirk was a honeypot. I think there's zero doubt in my mind. Is there any in yours? I mean, she dated a guy that Charlie played basketball with, and just magically they're brought together in a job interview, and she's already a millionaire. She doesn't need the job. Why would she want the job? Makes no sense. She wanted Charlie. I don't think for personal passion or pleasure. I think because it was an assignment. I believe Erica Kirk is an intelligence agent. trips to China, Romania, with all the dark clouds over that. Okay. And then we take a look at Fort Huachuca, dark skies. That's come out now. Doing a presentation with former CIA Director James Woolsey. Is that a, yeah, doing an EMP presentation at Fort Huachuca. We went through yesterday, showed you what AI said about the background, said it's consistent with Fort Huachuca. Fort what? No, I've never been there, said Andrew Cole. Fort who? Yeah, well, Fort Huachuca, Erica Kirk, intelligence agent. Clear. I mean, she'd be the logical choice. Charismatic, beautiful, and the daughter of someone who does work at Fort Huachuca with EMP weaponry and hardening for defense purposes, her mom, Lori. And I think her mom, Lori, I'm not criticizing Lori's work. I think it's important to national security, but I think daughter was plucked for intel. I don't think all the hallmark signs are there. And she was the honeypot sent in to corral him. He was basically a supporter of Israel at the time she came into his life, but wasn't an over enthusiastic supporter. Erica was brought in to change that. There's no question in my mind this is what's happening. And then I look at this. How could Erica have been so mismanaged? Here's what people are seeing with her. One, she dresses like an Elvis Presley clown show. All these stars studded the fireworks and the glitz and not befitting a widow. She moved on too fast. Her handlers clearly set this up. They wanted to destroy her credibility. They wanted to focus attention away from Egyptian planes, decoy boy in the crowd, remember him? The exploding microphone. Oh, I didn't say that. We found the pieces in the back seat of the SUV. The guys had to lose their shirts. That part's true. And I do believe the microphone was the operating weapon, although Candace doesn't agree with that. And I'll get into what Candace believes in the next presentation and we'll kind of compare. I don't disagree with her on very much. And I think this is a minor disagreement. We're just disagreeing on the MO, how it was done, what it was done with. But let's go back to Erica. She moved on too quick. And you've all picked up on this from your comments. I think we've taken the bait. I think she was set up. CEO, 2 days after, don't you think that the board of Turning Point would have said, Erica, it's our intention to install you as CEO, but girl, we're going to support you. We're going to hold your hand. We don't expect you to do any formal duties. Maybe by AmFest, maybe. Certainly, we're going to help you with Charlie's memorial. Well deserved. He was such a great man. Don't you think that would have been the approach? Instead, it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You're the CEO after 2 days, and let's march on in our glitzy outfits, smiley. And then, of course, the body language is all wrong. Like, we always have the hanky dabbing the eye in the same place over and over. And then she goes from that to, well, we're so happy at TPUSA. Really, are you consumed by grief? Or is grief a small cover for your enthusiasm? She was coached, I believe. This is my operating hypothesis. She was coached on bad body language that we've all picked up on. I taught body language. And I'm saying you could not have got her to act in any more disingenuous way than she's been acting. And it's an act. And you've all picked up on it. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this is born from within Erica Kirk. I think she set up to draw attention away from what really happened. Let's get eyes focused on Erica. Let's insert the Fort Huachuca phony excuses. Because really, come on, Brian Harpo, no proof you were on that plane. Where's your luggage tags from that time? Oh, you didn't have luggage tags? Okay, well, maybe we could get some airport security photos. I don't believe he was on that plane. I don't believe any of the alibis for why we weren't at Fort Huachuca. And then you find out Erica doesn't have one link to Fort Huachuca, she has two. And the Fort Huachuca discrepancies, I think, are deliberate. They were easy to find. I'm almost saying, like, this is too easy. And I said that to people I knew. I said, uncovering this evidence is much easier than the Kennedy assassination. And now I think it was Too easy. I think, by the way, I'm not letting Eric off the hook. She's, in my opinion, clearly an intel agent. She was a honeypot for Charlie. She was sent there to manipulate him. She did all the things the insiders have told us privately. They've told Candace, they've told me, they've told others that she began to dominate. She'd talk over him in meetings. Who's in charge? Charlie or Erica? She was clearly on a mission, but I don't think that mission included homicide. Now, some of you are going to say, Dave, you're wrong. She was part of it. I think she has been framed to be part of it. And I do think she's manipulative. She's clearly a liar that's been caught. And isn't it funny? Who surfaced these photos of her three boyfriends in the 2013 to 2018 timeframe? No one's ever answered that question. I didn't date for that time. It was unproductive. I looked at my cousin, my roommate, she did one guy for breakfast, one guy for dinner. And I just couldn't do that. And I don't drink. And then we see all the contrary evidence. Okay. That's called destroying credibility and casting eyes upon her. She could not have been more mismanaged. And I'm not taking her off the hook. Trust me. When you come into a marriage, what I believe is under false pretenses, and you're there to manipulate, and you're not commiserating with the victim's parents in any meaningful way, that's a problem. And they saw through this, and I have no doubt about that. There's just too much adding up here. And then, do you think it, there's very little effort to cover up her intel connections. And then I think the worst thing, Greg Laurie, you might be innocent, but there are allegations out there and legal actions that say you're not. And you're the first hosting site for TPUSA's Make Heaven Grounded? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, I would have said to Greg, you got to clean this up before we can do business with you. And we think you're innocent. We think you're a man of God. And I don't know that he isn't. I don't know. But I sure as heck wouldn't put myself in a position where people are pointing negative fingers at somebody. And then you go ahead and partner with them, Erica. I don't think that was your decision. I think it's part of destroying your credibility. I think it's making eyes focus upon you. And I'll tell you why. I think she's the backup excuse. If Tyler James Robinson, and I think he should dismiss his attorneys and get a pro bono that I've offered, but if his defense attorneys, who I think are doing a terrible job, were to be dismissed for conflicts of interest, which we've established on this show, I believe sincerely that someone would come in and they'd blow it. Where's the evidence? They destroyed the crime scene, Your Honor. 30-06, Your Honor. We can't find a ballistics test that will show you this. And the photo, Your Honor, can you explain how that shadow disappeared? See, if there were worth a damn, the Tyler James Robinson thing's out. Now you need a secondary patsy. And I believe it's possible the inner circle of TPUSA has been set up for that. Now, they have a motive, in my opinion, to basically slam dunk the accused assassin and bury it there because they need the financial stuff coming in from the donors. And they're all going to get a good cut of that as part of their salary, their compensation, their percentage. So they have motive to go along. But I also think their credibility is being destroyed by third parties that need a secondary patsy. In case the first patsy doesn't pan out, the first patsy, this case should have already been dismissed. And oh my gosh, what if they were to ever come out with, Your Honor, did you know you were part of an internet search coming out of Tel Aviv? Ryan Mata's work, screenshots we've all seen. And then Tyler Robinson the night before the event. Do you see where this is going? I can't say definitively this is the case, but if I look at the management of Erica Kirk, and she has to be managed and advised because the assassination of Charlie was a national security issue for the reasons I've already pointed out. Okay. And she's the wife, and she has portrayed everything opposite of what a grieving widow would display. And I think it's by design, and I don't think it's her own choosing. When you're an intel, do you think you're totally in control of what's going on? Wait a minute, guys. I agreed to come in and meet Charlie. I was actually fond of him. I married him. We had some kids. And now you want me to what? She looks fearful to me. There's one thing to be pissed off about undue criticism. You guys at TPUSA are all dirty. Okay. And so she, You get angry and you might respond. But I'm not seeing that like I'm seeing fear. I see fear in her body language frequently. I hear the fear in her voice. Do you not see the same thing? And I'm not eliciting emotional support. I believe from what I see, she was a woman on a mission, but I don't think that mission included the death of Charlie. I think she's being made into a secondary backup scapegoat. And boy, I'll tell you, is this controversial? Oh, I know I'm going to get quivers and arrows and so forth, rocks and sticks and stones thrown at me. And TPUSA should be happy right now. Instead of sending me a cease and desist letter, they should be sending me an increase and persist. Because although TPUSA has acted in ways to say, we'll do whatever it takes to keep the money coming in, we can't offend our donors. And I've seen that behavior loud and clear. And clearly, the controversies you had with Charlie before his death show this unmistakably. Doesn't mean you're guilty of homicide. Doesn't mean you're guilty of partnering with the homicide people. Pretty interesting. Now, do I think TPUSA is an institution of Christian integrity that should be molding the minds of our youth? No, they're not what Charlie made it. This is an institution, in my humble opinion, not worth supporting any longer based on its original mission. I don't even see how they think this could appeal to the youth. In fact, if you notice, the Make Heaven Crowded tour is pandering to adults, not to kids. They didn't have that first event at the Harvest House in Riverside, California, at a college campus where Charlie would have had it. They had it in an adult forum in a church. They've shifted their focus because I think they know they've lost the youth. And I wonder how long the donors are going to keep giving money to an institution that has lost its primary base of support. They can't say, Charlie, Charlie. And they're sure as hell not going to say, from what we've seen, Erica, Erica, Erica. The shelf life for TPUSA is there. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to cover this with Candace's observations. And I agree with Candace on this. Trump has hitched his wagon to the wrong source. He needs to pick up a different horse and find a different wagon because the manipulators behind this, our friends from overseas, are being exposed. And if you don't think that's true, I'll just repeat what everyone else says, including what I've said before. Israel had nothing to do with Charlie. Not once, but twice. Who says that? So there's a murder on my block. Hey, officer, I didn't have anything to do with it. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Shakespeare again. I think thou doth protest too loudly. There we go. Erica Kirk, I believe, is a backup scapegoat, but I think she's not without some reproach. I'm not taking her off the hook. And I think looking at Erica Kirk is a key to eventually getting to the inner story. And that inner story, Candace has started to address. I think she knows more and she's saying, my gut tells me she's time releasing things, but we're going to take a look at a couple of things. Candace actually said on a rare interview she was on, I thought the interviewer, I watched the whole interview, I thought he did a fantastic job. He asked good pointed questions. And she was pretty succinct in her answers. It's worth watching. I'm going to give you my comments on it in the next segment. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Candace Owens was interviewed, and it was a terrific interview. And she was asked the question, who killed Charlie? And then we get into the manipulation of Trump, I think you would call it. And I think there's a lot of merit to what Candace is saying here. And I'm not a Candace apologist, and there's one or two things she says in here that I'll say I don't sure I disagree. I agree with that, but overall, she's been incredibly accurate. All right, who killed Charlie? Oh my gosh, what a great question this is going to be. But first, we need to talk about who's killing your New Year's resolution, and perhaps it's a matter of willpower, perhaps. I'm not necessarily saying that. Perhaps it's just a combination of not having the right tools. What do you think about that? Let me pull this up here and show you exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, now we all know about the injections. You don't have diabetes, but take the medication anyway because you're going to lose weight. Okay, but now they're finding out there are some side effects. Well, we got something for you that no needles, no pain. You just take it orally, no side effects, and it works just as well. Wait a minute, it works better. Okay, and so we're talking about trimwithdave.com, the elevated GLP-1 levels from BioTrust. And let me cut right to here to the research results. And notice there at the bottom, 44% off, 60-day money-back guarantee. So you know it's going to work or you get your money back. 56% more increased GLP-1 levels, 65% increased satiety, in other words, diet suppression, hunger suppression, 20% decreased caloric intake, 8.8 pounds of weight loss in 8 weeks, 4 times greater body fat loss, and 14% body weight reduction in 12 weeks. Whoa! These are incredible claims, but this is all research. There's the testimonials. Here's the research. Come down here, and you can go to trimwithdave.com and look at all these research sites. And you'll go, wait a minute, and the 60-day money back guarantee. Stop talking. Tell me how to get it. Trimwithdave.com. Keep your New Year's resolution to lose weight alive with trimwithdave.com. Okay, on to Candace here. And boy, what a great interview. Seriously. And I just love how she presents herself. Okay. She notes that she was in depression for 2 weeks, had a hard time functioning after Charlie died. I was in shock and I wanted to throw everything I had behind TPUSA and support Erica Kirk. I'm on the record many times saying that. Don't give me the conspiracy crap. Charlie's work's too important. Let's go. Let's continue. How can we help? I offered to help. Boy, did things change. And it's changed for her too. Okay, at the center of this, I agree with Candace. Israel is at the center of this. And they swallowed Charlie whole. That's a quote from her. I'm going to say this. I ran a repeat of an earlier broadcast last night, and I did it because I wanted you to evaluate when I said Charlie had no chance. He didn't. He had no chance. And I ran that in retrospect for what I said over a month ago because I knew I was going to be covering this. I saw it, and now we have more information that validates the fact that I was probably correct. Okay, now. The Epstein files are huge, and Israel went to great lengths to stop this from coming out. It protects pedophiles. If you have kids, yeah. And who are the most abused people in prison? Well, you know who. People that hurt kids. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I understand the feelings. Trust me, I get filled with rage. 96% of these people reoffend when they're let out of prison, and they do so within 30 days. That's why I'm for extreme punishments involving the body and certain functions. Okay, now remember, as I said earlier today, Trump survived 2 assassination attempts. Candace thinks what I'm thinking here. He got taken behind closed doors because this all stopped. And he doesn't talk about the assassinations. Now, he should be cleaning house on the FBI for their role. Wait a minute. We're going to protect Jill Biden with double the agents and real agents, not wannabe substitutes for a presidential candidate and an ex-president entitled to Secret Service protection. Yeah, there was something funny in the FBI and the Secret Service, but all that analysis stopped because I guarantee you Trump got the talk. He got the talk. You're going to win. You're too popular. Now, here's what you want to do if you want to survive. That's what Candace implies, and I totally 100% agree with her. And I think the Epstein files are the key to understanding why this is so important. Now, pro-Israel, number two. Okay, but let's look at the excuses on why Pam Bondi, Donald Trump, and the rest have said, we can't release the files. Remember the campaign promise? We're going to get to the bottom of those files. You're all going to know. Unredacted. Here it is. And we'll prosecute. Then we got these phony, baloney, nonsense excuses. The files have been destroyed. Oh, no. Yeah, I know there's still some files left, but we have to protect the victims from intrusion of privacy. In other words, you protected the victims from getting due justice. What files? You still believe that hoax? Says President Trump. And then number four, It's an issue of national security. Yeah, it is. If you want to maintain good relations with Netanyahu and you want your Middle East peace agreement. And what did Charlie say? What was Charlie pushing for? Epstein, 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 release the files. You know, it's kind of like Charlie's view with Shakespeare, though the heavens may fall, let justice prevail. Yeah, well, that's not what the Israelis wanted. Okay, now, Candace was asked the question, well, who do you think killed Charlie? And she started out with a statement I echoed in what I reposted last night. Charlie was not allowed to be anything but a Christian Zionist. And after the Tucker summer 2025 presentation, things changed. I mean, there was people pulled out $2 million, the Jewish donors, the other ones put extreme pressure on. I had the meeting in the Hamptons. And Andrew Colvett released the exchange. He confirmed it. He sent it to the authorities. After Charlie was killed, he thought this might be relevant. Oop, Andrew didn't get the memo. You have to protect Israel at all costs. Don't release these files. I'm surprised he's still with TPUSA. I'm surprised they didn't fire him, or worse. He released the files. In the beginning, he really wanted justice. Now he's on board with the whole thing. With the whole cover up, he's on board. But he reported this, and the FBI ignored him. Surprise, surprise. The FBI and John Kennedy. You know, Lee Oswald was meeting with James Hosty, an FBI agent, weeks before the assassination. Did you know that? Did you know that Martin Luther King was protected by 11 FBI agents until the day of his assassination, where they were all pulled off the duty and he was left unprotected? I could go on and on and on. FBI with his Tyler James Robinson story. 30-06 in the neck of steel. Yeah. Okay. The FBI needs, we talk about disbanding the CIA. The bigger threat to American security and truthfulness in government is the FBI. It needs to be disbanded and rebuilt from the bottom up. But Tucker came out and just blasted Christian Zionism. And then all of a sudden, we started to see evidence of what Candace has produced from the Egyptian planes tracking Charlie and Erica. I'm telling you, this is true. I've seen what she has produced for receipts. She is accurate. Okay, so Melton, qu quit your nonsense. Those receipts have been produced, and you're making a fool of yourself if you keep denying it. And every day it's just attack Candace, ca and you have nothing in response to her facts. It gets old. Continuing. The full court effort, according to Candace, this is a quote, full court press was put on Charlie, okay? And the full court press was put on TPUSA to lie. 48 hours before his death, Charlie said to one of Candace's informants, I'm done with Israel. The day before, he said, I think they're going to kill me. And you say, oh, he never said he was done with Israel. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. And all the people attacking Candace from the so-called MAGA alternative media pro-MAGA movement that aren't anything but they're paid $7,000 to $11,000 for what they produce in publications for Israel, right? And Netanyahu's admitted that on tape. So come on, don't say it's not true. And Candace has the receipts on this. Charlie went on Patrick Ben-David and he said, false flag, October 7th, delayed response. Clearly, that's true. And genocide in Gaza. Said it. And then Megyn Kelly, he told Megyn Kelly in an interview last summer, he said, well, I'm not allowed to be anything but a Christian Zionist. Not allowed? I thought it was his organization. You know what they say? Money talks and BS walks. Well, we kind of know where the board at Turning Point was going if Charlie indeed was receiving the pressure. He told Megyn Kelly about why would we doubt him? So you people that want to debunk Candace, can you debunk those two things he said to Patrick Bedavid and also to Megyn Kelly? You can't debunk that. Your whole resistance to Candace falls apart on those two points, and you're exposed for the disinfo agents that you are. No one should listen to you. He said they are going to kill me. And Candace believes they started grooming walk-away Mikey. And she had a good point. Who makes a 23-year-old with no experience in charge of operations? Exactly. Walk-away Mikey is what I call him. Let's continue with our analysis of Candace. She went on to say that he was forced to go on autopilot. And she indicated something I just covered where I think Erica Kirk is the backup patsy. She said she's operating out of fear. And I was just like almost crap my pants because I'm saying, well, I think I'm seeing the same thing. So independently of each other, we're coming to the same conclusion. Now, I provided more detail. I said her image has been managed to cast suspicion upon her. Candace didn't go that far, but she did say nothing like seeing someone killed to strike fear in your heart. And we know that the Egyptian planes were tracking her as well as Charlie. Now, Erica Kirk was clearly intel. That's my observation. Candace didn't go there, but I think the evidence is overwhelming. And I think the slow burn release of this is casting doubt upon her. So if the Tyler James Robinson case falls apart, yeah, exactly. Now, Candace hasn't gone to that point. That's where I take this. Now, she thinks the shot did not come from the rooftop, and she goes through all these reasons why. It's nonsense to think Tyler Robinson did this. She said, I think the shot came from the crowd and from the side. The palm gun theory, I think, is what she's referring to, although she didn't say that. That's my number two option. My number one is the microphone, and Candace exposed this with the microphone, the glass shards of microphone filaments in the back seat of the SUV that took Charlie to the hospital. And we see the poof in the shirt. That's what my number one is. Now, again, I admit it's speculation, but that's what makes the most sense to me. Candace is indicating a shot from the left front, and I'll tell you where she's supported. When Decoy Boy stands up, I did it, I did it. He's standing directly in front of Charlie. That calls attention away from the side. I think Candace's argument has some validity based on the decoy. And he admitted later, I'm going to get paid to have done this. He drops his drawers, of all things, to give complete attention. Here's an old man dropping his drawers. That's enough to get your attention. Oh my God, I'm getting sick to my stomach. But then I did it, I did it in the midst of all the confusion. Yeah, exactly. So Candace's argument for from the side makes a lot of sense. But I think the filaments and the poof in the shirt speaks to something else. You know, twiddledee, twiddledum, Charlie's dead, doesn't matter really which one is true. And we look at all this, and so she clearly says Israel and the Egyptians at least provided intel, if not carried it out. The Israeli cell phone trackers in the audience. And see, here's something else we're missing. And I'm surprised Candace didn't miss this. Harpole told Sean Ryan on his podcast, they denied us access to the rooftops. Well, first of all, what a dumbass for letting Charlie come out on stage. Seriously, that's when you cancel the event. Okay, we're going to explain to your people, your kids, your college students, Charlie's not appearing because you won't let us protect him. That's what should have been done. But you get acquiescence to nonsense. And then the drone story is not even believable. We couldn't put a drone up. They told us no drones in the area, oh, except for media drones. Well, then dress something up as a media drone and have it fly over the rooftops. Gee, I'm not even trained in security, and I could think of that, Brian Harpole. I'm surprised Eric has not jumped on this really, really hard. Now, there's so many aspects to this case, you can't possibly cover everything, and I agree with that. Now, do I agree with Candace? It's a shot from the front, second choice. Is Epstein a driver? Yeah, I think it's the number one reason because it reflects mostly back with Epstein back to Israel. That's number one. And our cover-up by the Justice Department and President Trump explains why they covered up, they're covering up the assassination of Charlie Kirk. If it's linked to Israel, that's number two reason. Do I think she's right? I do. But there's going to be more details that come. And let me tell you this. It was years into my research on the Kennedy assassination was I able to confirm, and I mean confirm beyond a reasonable doubt, that Lucian Sarti of the Corsican Mafia was indeed the man who fired the fatal headshot from the grassy knoll. And it's confirmed in multiple sources in multiple locations. But it took years for this to really come out. Part of the problem was that Marianne Moorman, who had the photo that really tied it all together, didn't prove everything, but it tied all the facts together. That camera, she resurfaced the photo out of that camera she buried in her purse, and the FBI Secret Service fake agent seizing everyone's cameras on the scene didn't get to her because she put it in her purse. And after 25 years in 1988, I got to do something. So she went to Gary Mack. They spent 3 years colorizing and blowing it up. And okay, it took years. It's going to take us months to get to that level. To we can name the assassin. I think I might know, but it would be reckless and unfair to speculate against the party that I think did the eventual deed. And we have two possibilities. If it's microphone, it's one person, and it's pretty clear who that is. And if it's a shot from the side, as Candace indicates, it's probably another person. And there is implications in photos. And that's as far as I'm going to go with it right now, because I didn't come out with Lucie on Sartee because I knew I was going to get criticized. And I'm the guy that broke this story. And I didn't come out with this until I could prove it nine times Sunday. Let me give you an example. We had Steve Revelle's great work where he tracked the paymaster for the assassination crew in Dealey Plaza to South America and blacked out, changed the voice, and he described everything. Hollow point bullet, which is why they had to lose the brain, what they were paid in, and blah, 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 how they got away. We had everything there. Then we had Christian David, the man who first received the contract, and his lawyer speaking for him as he was in prison and hoping to get better arrangements in prison. He authorized the lawyer to release information that it was Lucien Sarti. And then we get the photo out of the Marianne Moorman, and sure enough, and he's in a Dallas police uniform, the man dressed up in a disguise when he did his assassinations for the Corsican Mafia, and they were international assassins for hire. See, that took a while to get. We're going to get the same thing here. This is why we keep covering it. Now, I'm going to repeat what I said in my first segment today. The killing of Charlie is a national security issue. If Epstein is slow-walked or covered up because it protects Israel, we're now participants and accomplices after the fact of major crimes against humanity, particularly children. This is Nuremberg trial kind of stuff. And it's not that our people did this, but they're covering it up. Accomplice after the fact. And then the second thing that we need to look at here is this. And then obviously, the MO. Is it shot from the side or is it the microphone? We'll eventually arrive at the right answer. And if Candace is right and I'm wrong, all the better, as long as the truth comes out. But national security issue because of the cover-up of Epstein and the fact that a foreign government apparently has this much hold over our government that they can circumvent the investigation of the most important political assassination since JFK, MLK, and RFK. This is Charlie. He's CJK, Charles James Kirk. This is a problem. Candace, nice work coming out and having the courage and I think the accuracy to say this. And the thing is, I know one thing about from observing Candace and what I know about what people say about her. If I'm arguing with her about the microphone versus the palm gun from the side, she's not going to be offended. She's not going to name call and try to destroy my credibility. She says, well, let's just march on and see what comes out of this. That's what true investigators does, and that's what she's doing, and she deserves to be listened to. And this is indeed, ladies and gentlemen, a national security issue where our government is clearly compromised by foreign interests. And regardless of the MO, microphone, gun, doesn't matter. Our government is compromised, and that is a very big deal, and we need to reverse this. And I have said this all, anti-Semitic, Dave, no. I said we need to be allied with Israel. They're too important. And they're people that deserve to exist and live without being under threat. But I will not support Netanyahu's foreign wars that he intends with imperialism. In fact, Charlie argued against war on Iran with President Trump. If you don't think that's a motive, go back and listen to the whole thing again. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.